This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a public meeting at Bishnupur in West Bengal's Bankura district. He alleged that the Trinamool Congress conspired with the Congress to prevent the passage of bill to provide women's quota in 2029 and said the people will punish them. Mr. Modi said more women should join politics to ensure the country's development. He asserted that the BJP is synonymous with women empowerment and is committed to their safety and security.
Bengal ki behne chahti thi ki unko 33% arakshan mile. Modi ne ye sunishchit kiya ki ye 2029 se hi lagu ho. Lekin TMC nahi chahti thi ki Bengal ki betiyan jyada sankhya mein MLA bane. क्योंकि बंगाल की बेटियां इनके महाजंगल राज को चुनौती दे रही है.
The Prime Minister alleged that both the Trinamool Congress and the Congress are anti-tribal, stating that they had fielded a candidate against President Draupadi Murmu during the presidential election. Addressing a poll rally in Purulia, Mr. Modi said people are now placing their faith in the BJP. He alleged that corruption and atrocities under the TMC rule have created fear among people in West Bengal. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee joined public meetings in Hooghly and Purb Bardhaman district in support of party candidates. Mamata Banerjee accused the BJP of misleading people. Congress, left and other political parties have also intensified their campaign. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at three premises linked to Kolkata Police Deputy Commissioner Shantanu Sinha Biswas and Sun Enterprise Managing Director Joy Kamdar. Of the three places, two belong to Biswas and one to Kamdar. These raids are being conducted under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, in the Sona Pappu and Joy Kamdar case. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan called on Sri Lanka's President Anura Kumaradesanayake at Presidential Secretariat today. The two leaders held productive discussions on further deepening the multifaceted India-Sri Lanka ties rooted in shared history and cultural values. Mr. Radhakrishnan reaffirmed India's commitment to the Neighbourhood First policy and to further strengthen the bilateral cooperation for the benefit of both nations. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung will pay a state visit to India today. He will be accompanied by First Lady Kim Hyuk-kyung and a high-level delegation comprising ministers, senior officials and business leaders. This will be President Lee's first visit to India. The Ministry of External Affairs said that during the visit, President Lee will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to strengthen bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. The Supreme Court has issued a series of pan-India guidelines to enhance road safety, observing that expressways must not become corridors of danger due to administrative lapses or infrastructure gaps. A bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and A.S. Chandurkar noted that national highways account for only about 2% of India's total road network, but nearly 30% of road fatalities. It ordered that no heavy or commercial vehicles shall park or stop on any national highway, carriageway or paved shoulder except at designated bays or authorized wayside facilities. Among other directions, the court also prohibited with immediate effect the construction or operation of any new dhaba, eatery or commercial structure within the right-of-way of national highways. The annual Char Dham Yatra began in Uttarakhand today with the opening of the portals of Yamunotri Dham and Gangotri Dham on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 3:30 p.m. today. In the other match of the day, Punjab Kings will face Lucknow Super Giants in Chandigarh at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.